We began here last week in Siman Tzadiches. Let's take a look at the Ramah in Sif Ches. Ramah writes the following: Kol ha'isurim hanoagim b'zman hazeh kulam misbatlim b'shishim milvad chomis b'pesach v'yayin nesach kasha misbar b'hulchoseim. All the Isurim of Botel, the Shishim, with two exceptions. And the Ramah adds, Ubilvad Sha'isur Eino Nosein Tam B'Kedera. Now, as far as Chametz B'Pesach is concerned, which I'd like to discuss with you a bit today, why is it that Chametz B'Pesach is not Botel the Shishim, or rather it's Osur B'Mashu? So we take a look at Rashi on the sugyan called Shor, that's in Koftes Amid Beis. Rashi says, Dibra Maskel Shalom Bimino, that the reason why Chametz is Osur B'Mashu, as opposed to all other Isurim, is because Chametz is Osur B'Isur Karis. And then Rashi adds that Chametz lo bedili minei hol v'ochlo kol yemos hashonim. So we have two explanations here as to why the halach of Chametz is more chomer than other Isurim, and Chametz is also b'mashu. One is because it's an Isur Kares, and the other is because of lo bedili minei. It's something that we're used to eating all year round. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Tertes Vav, Halochetes, Chometz B'Pesach, Afal Pishahu Meisurei Torah, Eino B'Chlolos Elu. It's not included in all the Chlolim that he has established here in Tertes Vav. And the Rambam says that Chometz is Osur B'Mashu. It's not Batal B'Shishim. And why? Says the Rambam, Lefisha Eina Taroves Asur Li Olam, Shari Liachar HaPesach, Tia Kol HaTaroves Muteres. So the Rambam says that Chometz is a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And a Dover Sheyesh Matirin is also B'Mashu, and is no Bitter. The Rambam is assuming certain assumptions as far as Chometz Shavuot Lo Pesach is concerned. But be that as it may, the Rambam doesn't utilize any of the explanations of Rashi, neither the Isur Kares, nor Lo B'Dil Minei, but because the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So one of the questions we want to address today is, why does the Rambam feel compelled to introduce another reason of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin? What's wrong with Rashi's explanation? In fact, the explanation of the Rambam of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is going to lead to certain problems, because the Rambam writes, Lefichach, as far as Chametz is concerned, since the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Oser B'Kol Shu, Bein B'Mino, Bein Shalom B'Mino. Now, Mashu and Shalom B'Mino in a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is very problematic. The Rambam himself raises this question a little bit weiter here in Halacha Yud Beis. He says, Yirali, Shafil Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Im Nisari B'Sheino Mino, V'lo Nosan Tam, Mutar. So Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, in a Taroves, if there's only a Mashu, meaning you have Shishim, so there's no Nisinas Tam, then it's Mutar. So we could be Matar, even a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, in a case of min b'sheino mino, as long as there's shishim. And the Rambam gives a kavachomer from Tevel, where Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's efshel sakno, and yet Tevel is batel in shalom b'mino. If there's no nesinas tam shalom b'mino, it's mut. In fact, the Rambam, the al tisma al chometz b'pesach, so you might ask me, what about chometz b'pesach? We just finished saying in Halacha test that chametz with Pesach is also b'mashu, bein b'mino, bein shalo b'mino, and the reason for that is because of davar sheish l'matirin, but the Rambam says davar sheish l'matirin is not oser b'mashu in min b'sheino mino, but rather it's batel b'shishi. So why is chametz different? So the Rambam gives the following answer. Shat Torah osra kol machmetzes. So the Rambam now invokes the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes also Chelu, and we'll see in a minute that the Rambam does the same thing in Sefer Mitzvahs, and therefore, because of the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes, Chametz is also a mashu, afilu shelo b'mino, even though there's no nesinas tam. So let me first open the Rambam at the beginning of Chametz u'Matzah, and then we'll look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Ein chayovim kares al achilas atzmo, el al achilas atzmo shel chametz. Only if you eat chametz shelo b'taros. Aval irev chametz. Rambam gives a couple of examples: the taros chametz, kutach habavli, sheikh hamodi, v'chol adomalem, v'dvarim shachametz mu'uruv behem, im ochlam v'pesach loke. The ein bo kares. So the Rambam's shita is that you only get kares for achilas atzmo shel chametz, but not chametz b'taros. And for that, ein bo kares, al yesh bo malchus, shenemar, kol machmetzes lo sochelu. So the Rambam uses the pasuk kol machmetzes lo sochelu for a case of taroves chametz. And the Rambam says, you know, we're not talking about a case where midaraisa there'd be bittul, there's no bittul, and therefore he should get kares, but the Rambam says he doesn't get kares, he only gets malchus because he's not eating the Atzmo Shel Chametz. Then the Rambam says, "Bamedvar Mamurim, when do you get Malchus for eating a Tarovus Chametz? Because you violated Kol Machmetz Soso Chelu. Kisha Ochal Kizayis Chametz B'toch Tarovus B'chtei Achilas." Right, we should say Pras, but the Rambam doesn't use the word Pras because he tells exactly what Achilas Pras is. And he says, "B'chdei achilas shalosh beitzim." Then the Rambam says, "Lokim in haTorah." Aval im ein b'tarovus kizayis b'chdei achilas shalosh beitzim. Afal pisha osul olechol im ochal eno loke ela makin oso makas maridus. So the Rambam now has four different levels, four different isurim of achilas chametz. If we go from the top to the bottom, from the most chomer to the less chomer, if he eats atzmo shel chametz, then he's chayv kares. If he eats chametz b'taroves, if it's chametz, the kizai is chametz b'chdei achilas pras, which means toch sholosh, achilas sholosh beitzim, the Rambam says he gets malchus for the lava of kol machmetz lo sochelu, but he doesn't get kares. If he has the Tarovas Chametz, where the Chametz is giving Tam, but it's not Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, the Rambam says he violates an Isur Torah, but he doesn't get Malchus. And finally, we have the Rambam in Macholos Hasus Perek Tes Vav, that the Rambam says that in a case where Chametz is not no same Tam at all, and it's in the Tarovas and it's only a Mashahu, so you have Shishim, the Rambam says that's Osur Midrabanan, because it's a Dabar Sheyeshlo Matir. The Rambam repeats himself in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the reason I call this to your attention is because the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Rambam has two very difficult questions, objections to raise on the Rambam. So we're talking about Mitzvahs Losaseh Mitzvah Kuf Tzarichas Sheizharinu Melechol Dvarim Sheyesh Ben Tarovas Chametz. The Rambam has a separate lav in the Torah, in Tarig Mitzvahs, for Tarovas Chametz. And the Rambam gives examples of Kutah Bavli, Sheikh Hamodi, Behusha Amro, what's the source in the Torah for this Issur Lav? Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. And he quotes in the Chilta, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, Ravos Kutach HaBavli V'Shech HaModi Yachol Yehi Chayoven Aleim Kares Tamud Lomar Ki Kol Ochel Chomets V'Nichristo. So only if he eats Atzmo Shel Chomets without a Taromus does he get Kares. But here in the case where it's chametz b'taroves, so he violates the law of kol machmetzes lo sochelu when he gets malchus, but there's no karetz. The Rambam goes on to qualify, and he says, under what circumstances do you get malchus for eating chametz b'taroves? He says, that's only im hoyabayim kezayis chametz b'theachilas pras. Amnon says the Rambam, "In hoya behen iruv chametz pachos mizashir, and as less than a kezayis with the achilas pras, ein chayoven al achilos and malchus." Fine. So the Rambam, basically, just to summarize, has the following principles: that atzmo shel chametz generates kares. If you have a tarovas chametz, is no kares. But if it's kezayis with the achilas pras, then he violates a law of kol machmetz lo sochelu when he gets malchus. If there's no kezayis with the achilas pras, then, as we saw in the Rambam in Hilchos Machlos Asus, he violates an iser, but he doesn't get malchus. And then we have the case of chometz osur b'mashu, because, as the Rambam says in Machlos Asus, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matir. So Ramban has two questions. Number one, asks the Ramban, Vidaito, he says, with regard to the Das HaRambam, Shekshyesh Kezayis B'Theachis Pras Osim Min HaTorah, V'Nisrava Min HaLav, HaLav HaZev Kol Machmetzes, L'Malkis V'Lo L'Koretz. He says, I don't understand what's going on over here in this Rambam. Because if the Rambam is talking about Chomis B'Theachis Pras, then chayovin aleha kares, nobody denies that you chayev kares. It's clear that you chayev kares. And not only that, says the Ramban, even in other Isurei Torah, where we don't have a pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sochelu, it's kezayis l'theachilus pras, is asur, and you get malchus. Ubein l'malkus, bein l'karman, in the case of chelev, and so forth, and so on. Ava kishayin bo kizayis v'chayathiz pras. That's where the Sifri and the Gemara in Pesachim has a ribu for kusach abavli and sheikh abmodi. V'ribu osan l'malkus, v'lo l'karis, because there's no kizayis v'chayathiz pras. So again, let's go over the two hasagos of the Ramban. On the Rambam, number one, if the Rambam is talking about kizayis b'chayachilas pras, I don't need a special pasuk in the Alfusa from kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Then, in the case of chametz, he gets malchus. That's a universal halacha that applies in general to machlokes asus. Whenever you have a tarovus of chametz of any isur, which is kizayis b'chayachilas pras, then the din is that you get malchus. I don't need a special lav in the case of chametz, because there's no reason to assume that chametz is not like any other Issur Torah, and therefore kezayis b'chayachilas pras would generate malchus. And secondly, in the case of chametz, in kezayis b'chayachilas pras, the Ramban says you'd be chayev karetz. It's not a chiyuv of malchus alone, because if it's kezayis b'chayachilas pras, then you're basically eating a kezayis of chametz, for which you get karetz. So why is the Rambam lower down the level of Kizayis l'chayachilas pras in the tarovas chavetz to a level of malchus deriving from a special lav, and he's not chayev karas? Those are the two kashas of the Ramban. Now, in order to answer these kashas of the Ramban, and the Achronim bring down a number of different shitas of Michas Kohen and El, we're going to learn a tosis in Masechta Chulin. This Tosis in Masechta Chulin on Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis, Dira Maskul Rova, brings a machlokes about whether you get malchus for tam ki ika. The Rebbe Arlinish holds that you don't get malchus for tam ki ika. Why? Because tam ki ika is derived from Giulei Klei Midjan. which means the Torah says Kol Asher Tovo Beish Avir Beish V'Toyer, etc. And the Torah is Machayvas in Hagaola for Klei Midjan. Anything you derive from an essay is a lav of Bomachal essay. It doesn't generate Malkus. In order to be Chayv Malkus, you need a lav, explicit lav lehej in the Torah. So Tam Ke'ikar, which is derived from Giulei Akum, is not a lav in the Torah. It's derived from Giulei Klei Midjan, and therefore it's only an essay, a lav of Bomachal essay. Then Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. This is Chulin Tzariches Amid Beis, Nima Maskel Rovo. Then Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that in Tam Ki Iker, you get Malkus. And the reason for that is Ahadre Li Isura Kama, which means that Tam Ki Iker is just a Gilei Nochri, is just a Gilei Milsa, to tell you that Tam is Ki Iker. And what it means by Tam Ki Iker is that when the Tam enters into the Heter, in a Taroves, then the Heter now has a tam of Isurin. And if it's a tam of an Isurin, and the Torah says tam ki ikar, so I only need Gilei Nochri to teach me the tam ki ikar. So for example, you have a kedera shabola tam Isur, you need to do agola because tam is ki ikar. Because otherwise, when you cook in that kedera without agola, then it's going to be a platus tam Isur into the heter. But once there's tam Isur in the heter, the Torah considers that tam ki ikar, says Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Tam Kikar means that as a result of Nesinas Tam, it's considered as if you have the Ikar, and you cannot apply Bittul, and instead, what you have is a Hadri Lisa Kama, you're back to the old Isa, because Tam is like the old Isa. In other words, the Rimer Olanish says, no, Tam Kisar is a brand new Isa, it's not the old Isa. It's not considered like Be'en. It's Tam Ki Ikar, but only in the sense that it generates an Isa. There's no Malkus here, because you don't violate the original Isur. So according to the Rimeiro Lainish, when you have Tam Isur and the Tarovus of Heter, we should have said Bittul Barov. The Torah is now being Mechadish in the parasha of Gilei Nochrim, that there's no Bittul Barov. And the Tam itself is a source of an Isur. But that Isur of a Tam is a brand new Isur unto itself, and therefore doesn't generate Malkus. It's not back to the old original Isa. So you have Tam Nevela in Heter, so you can't eat the Heter, and the Torah says that's called Tam Ki Iker, and we know from the Torah itself that that's also from Giulei Akum. However, it's a brand new Isa, it's an Isa of Tam. And if it's an Isa of Tam, then it doesn't generate Malkus. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, holds that I only need the parasha of Gilei Nochrim to reveal to me that the Tam, once it penetrates into the Be'en of the Heter, now the Heter has Tam Ki Iker in it. And Tam Ki Iker means it's just like the original Isa Nevela, because the Tam is equal to the Nevela, and therefore generates Malkus. So let's try to understand now, based on this Machlokus between the Rimeir Olainish and Rabbeinu Tam, how we can possibly answer the Ramban's kasha. There's two questions. So the Minchas Kohen says the following. The Rambam Shita is somewhere midway between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rimeir Olainish. He accepts the principle of Rabbeinu Tam, which is called Ahadre Lisa Kama, but only as far as the Isur is concerned, but not as far as Malkus is concerned. Or, for example, if you would accept Rabbeinu Tam in the case of an Isur Kares, like Chametz, then you could apply the principle of Ahadre Lisa Kama, but only as far as Malkus is concerned, but not as far as Kares is concerned. Where is the source that in the case of Tam Ki Iker, even if we're applying the principle of Rabbeinu Tam, of Ahadri Lisa Kama, but nevertheless, you would not have the original Isur and the Onesh for that Isur? Now, how do we know that in the case of Kol Isuri Torah, when you say Tam Ki Iker, and you're going to apply Rabbeinu Tam's principle of Ahadri Lisa Kama, that is only as far as Isur is concerned, but not as far as Malkus? In the case of Chametz, Tam Ki Iker and Ahadri Lisa Kama is only as far as Malkus is concerned, but not as far as Kares is concerned. What's the source in the Rambam if he is committed to the logic and the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam that a Hadra Elisa comes, but nevertheless, you don't get Malkus, or in the case of Chametz, you don't get Koretz. So the Michas Kohen wants to suggest that the source is this pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. And he says the following, that what Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu is teaching me is that although you would have applied the principle of Ahadri Lisakama and Tam Kikur there from Chametz would mean that it's really Chametz Gomor, and it has the same status in generating an Issa Kares, the Torah is saying no, that we diminish this Isur to a lav in the Torah. And instead of getting Kares, you're only going to get Malkus. So it's interesting. On the one end, we're saying Ahadri Lisakama according to Michas Kohen, and the Rambam accepts that principle like Rabbeinu Tam. But on the other end, it's not exactly Ahadri Lisakama because the Torah was a poter, the Torah was mafkia, the original chiyuv onesh, and lowered it by one notch. In the case of Chametz, it lowered it from Kares down to Malkus. In the case of Shari Surim, we lower it down from a chiyuv Malkus to a separate Isur without Malkus. Oh. So now we go back to the Rabban's kasha. The Rabban's kasha was, why did the Rambam have to invoke the pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu? Why not just invoke the principle of Tam Ki Iker as it applies in Kol HaTorah Kula? If Tam Ki Iker is there, for he definitely violates an Issa D'oraisa. So the Rambam didn't have to quote a pasuk of Kol Machmetzes to tell me that he violates an Issa D'oraisa. And we're talking about a case of Kizayis B'Techilas Pras, which in Kol Yisuri Torah certainly is Tam Ki'ika. So the answer now becomes that Adrabha, the Rambam wants to quote the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu to teach me that there's no Yisur Kares here. That in this case, even though we have a shear of Kizayis B'Techilas Pras, which certainly would mean that we apply the principle of Hadri Lisa Kama, instead of getting Kares, you're only going to get Malkus. And the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes is not a chumrah, but rather it's a kula. It doesn't upgrade the nature of the Isur, but rather it diminishes the Isur. And it tells you that what you're left with in Tam Ki Ikar is a separate Isur lav, but not an Isur kares. So that there's that distinction in Hilchus Onshin between the original Isur of Chametz, Chametz Atzmo, and Tam Ki Ikar, which would be a Hadri Lisa Kama, and should have again activated the status of Chametz with an Issa Kares. No, the Torah says that in this case, although you have a Kezayis B'Techilas Pras, you're not going to be Chayav Kares. You're only going to be Chayav Malkus. And it would seem that the Kesef Mishnah, I'm not sure if you get a chance to look in the Kesef Mishnah, maybe he's implying this. It's a very long, complicated Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah. You'll see it, Dibra Maslo V'Od Yesh Lomer. I think maybe he's already onto this kind of thing, because he also indicates that Kol Machmetzes is not a chumrah, but rather a kula.
How do we know that the Kol Machmetzes is talking when it's Kzayis D'Achilas Pras and it's telling you a kula? Maybe it's talking when there's no Kzayis D'Achilas Pras.
Oh, so that's going to be another mahalach in the Rambam. But I'm just suggesting that according to this first mahalach in the Rambam, to answer the Rambam's question, when the Sifri says that you might think that Chametz, in this case of Kezayis B'Techilas Pras, is Chayv Kares, Talmud Lomar. Now the Sifri quotes the Pasuk Kol Machmetzes. This pshat in the Rambam is that Kol Machmetzes is lowering the nature of the Isur and telling you that you only get Malkus for a violation of a lav, but you don't get Kares for Kol Chametz Lo Sochelu V'Nichrusa Nefesh Ahimi Amen. What I'd like to study with you now is a different approach to the Rambam, which I think will be much closer to what you wanted to suggest. Now this Mahalach in the Rambam you could find, I think, in the Merkavas HaMishnah here in Hilchus Chametz U'Matzah, but I'm going to read to you from Reb Chaim, because I think Reb Chaim and the Merkavas HaMishnah are pretty much saying the same thing. So anyone who wants to look into the Merkavas HaMishnah, I have a copy of it, not here, but I have one in Arnov, Ayin Shom. But let's learn Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that, again, as we said earlier, the Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Tam that in Kol HaTorah Kula, and Chametz as well, we apply the principle of Ahadre L'Isur Kam. And that would mean, says Reb Chaim, that whenever you have tam ki ikar, there's a sinas tam, yechayiv karis. So again, we're not saying like the Minchas Kohen, who would say that even though this tam, in this tam chometz in this taruves, you're not chayiv karis because kol machmetzis lowers it from the level of karis down to the level of malchus. But Adarabba was saying like the Ramban's hanocha, namely that a hadri lisa kama, in the case where there's nesinas tam in chometz, you're chayiv karis. What did the Rambam learn? What chiddush did he derive from kol machmetzis also chelu? Says Rav Chaim, if you ask the question why the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, when he invokes the pasuk kol machmetzis, he doesn't quote the halacha of tam ki ikar, which is derived from Mishras Anovim or from Gulei Akum. He says because in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam is talking about a whole different din. He's not talking about the din of tam ki ikar, which again would generate a fee of karis because of the principle of Reinu Tam, that tam is ki ikar mamish, and therefore you chayiv karis. And you are chayiv karis. But rather, the Rambam is talking about a whole different thing. The Rambam is talking about a chiddush, which we derive from kol machmetzis, the alfinon, mikol machmetzis din nosaf legabi chametz, a special din in chametz, that chametz v'tarovas is asra Torah, in Yesh Kizayis Chomets B'tei Achilas Pras, Af Im Eina Chomets No Sein Tam B'Taroves. So again, we have two different dinim here. We have one din which you'll find in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, and that's a general din applying to all Macholos Asuros, Chomets B'chlal, of Tam Ki'ikar, where there's an Asinus Tam of Iser in the Taroves. And Erchinami, Ahadju Yisakam, as we said before, that's exactly like the original Iser. The Rambam in Chometz Umatzah is being machadesh, a whole new category, says Reb Chaim. And this is a case of a Taroves Chometz, we have Kizayis B'tei Achilas Pras, but Eino no same Tam B'Taroves. Take, for example, a case of Yavish B'Yavish, or in a case of Lach B'Lach, Min B'Sheino Mino, even if there's Shishim. In all these cases, the Rambam says that even though you have a Taroves, which is Eino no same tam, the Chometz is not no same tam b'taroves. Here the Rambam says there's a new chiddush in the Torah, which is not based on tam ki ikar, because there is no tam in the taroves. Let's assume, for those of you who were here last week, in the Shach's frame of reference, the Shach holds that bittul b'shishin means sil katam, that you remove the tam, right? Because the tam is Eino nirgash if it dissipates in shishin. So if we go that approach, we can talk about chometz in a taroves, and we could say that you could have a metzius where the chometz does not give tam in a taroves. And here the Rambam holds that there's a unique halacha that applies to chometz and only to chometz. It would not apply to shari surim. And that is that chometz with taroves is asur, despite the fact that there's no nesinas tam, and I cannot activate the principle of tam ki ikar. And this is derived from a separate lav in the Sifri called Machmetzis Losochelu. And therefore the only punishment you get maximum is Malkus. Why? Because here we cannot apply Rabbeinu Tam's principle of Ahadri Lisukam. Rabbeinu Tam's Ahadri Lisukam applies only when there is Nesinas Tam. And then we activate Tam Ki Ikar, and the Gilui Nachrim or Mishus Hanom is going to be a Gilui that you have the original Iser and you be Chayv Karis, and the Rambam accepts that. But the Rambam now wants to be mechadish, an unbelievable chiddush that applies exclusively to chametz, and that is that chametz b'tarovas generates an iser even without what, even without nesinas tam, and that's derived from kol machmetzis, and that generates a chiyuv malchus. Says Reb Chaim lefi zeh. Now I can answer the question of the Ramban. The Ramban was asking, why did the Rambam feel compelled to invoke the principle of kol machmetzes? After all, in all Isurei Torah, whatever the Macholos Asuras would be in a Taroves, if there's tam, then Kizayis B'tei Achilas Pras, you're chayav, and it's a Hadri Lisa Kam. But the answer is because the Rambam needs kol machmetzes for a case where there is no Nesinas tam, and therefore I cannot apply the universal principle as it applies in the Taroves of Shari Isurei Torah. Because that principle of Ahadre Lisa Kam and Tam Kiitra only applies to Lisa Sinas Tam. The Ram wants to be Mechadesh, then in Chametz Pesach there's an Isur even without the Sinas Tam. Say it again?
Has Reb Chaim know the Rambam is talking about a case of without Nesinas Tam?
No, the Reb Chaim is trying to justify against the Ramban's Kasha why the Rambam needs Kol Machmetzes. Right. What do you mean Kol Machmetzes? If it's Kizayis with their Pins Pratz, it's also called Kol Yisuri Torah.
The Rambam said that we're talking about no Tam? The Rambam said?
No. That's Reb Chaim's interpretation of the Rambam.
Who's the Reb Chaim?
The Reb Chaim is you can find it in a few different places. You can find it, first of all, in Hilchas Macholas Asuras. You can find it also in Hilchas Psuem of Doshim. You can also find it in the stencil of Reb Chaim on Chud of Tzariches. And you can find it also in Rav Shechter, has it in Misora. I don't know if you're familiar with the OU, publishes a journal called the Misora. So you can take a look in the Misora Chelik Hay. Amud Mem Beis, you can take a look.
And
the one who writes extensively about this Reb Chaim is Rav Menachem Gnack in his Sefer Gana Shoshanim. So again, all these Sfarim are full of this Reb Chaim. And let me just finish the Reb Chaim. So before we ask where to find it, let's just understand Reb Chaim. I'm only halfway through. Reb Chaim, again, let's just understand. Reb Chaim holds it on a Doraisa level. There's an Iser Chametz in a Taroves of Kizayis Lutei Achilas Pras, even in the absence of Nesinas Tam, which is derived from Kol Machmetzes. And that's only in Chametz. And that generates only an Iser Malkus, not an Iser Karetz, because there's no Nesinas Tam. Now here's the punchline of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the following. The Rama was bothered. What about the case not of min b'mino in chametz and matzo or something along that line, but in min b'she'eno mino? So chametz now falls into a taroves of min b'she'eno mino. In min b'she'eno mino, on a doraisa level, we're going to apply the principle of bitul b'ro. So we're not talking about a case of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. We're talking about a case where the chametz is bitul b'ro. The Rabbanan say that we're not going to rely on Rov. It's min b'sheino mino, and not only that, we're not even going to rely on shishim, and chametz is also b'mashim. So the Rambam has to ask himself the following question: I don't understand. If in Kol Yisurei Torah, in a taroves of min b'sheino mino, all we need is sila katam. And that applies even to a Dovash Yeshlo Matirin. So for example, if Tevel gets mixed up with Chulin in a way that there's no Nesinas Tam, there's Mibishen Omina with Bitul B'Shishim, then everything is Mutta. Even though it's a Dovash Yeshlo Matirin. So the maximum of Dovash Yeshlo Matirin is going to be up to Shishim, but not beyond Shishim. And there's no din of a Mashu in Mibishen Omina in Kol Yisurei Torah, because there's going to be a din of bittul even if it's a Dovash Yeshlo Matirin. So why in Chametz are we saying that Chametz is also b'mashu bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino, even if there's shishim and you mavatal the tam? I understand that the Rabbanan want you to be mavatal the tam, but nevertheless you have bittul b'shishim. Why is it also b'mashu? And that's not true for any other Yisur in the Torah. Says Reb Chaim, here's where the Rambam found a Chumrah on a Doraisa level that sets the pattern for the Chumrah D'Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan Machmir in the case of Min B'Shein Omino when the Shishim, and they said the Chometz is also B'Mashu? And the answer is, says the Rambam, because we found already a source in the Torah that Chometz could be Asur even without Nesinas Tam. And that was the pasuk Kol Machmetzes Also Chelu. So if you have a taroves, for example, min b'mino, even though there's no Nesinas Tam, and therefore you would not apply the principle of Tam Ki'ikar, so all you have here is a din of bitul b'rov, and it should be batul b'rov. And yet he's getting malchus for it. Why is he getting malchus for it? The answer is because the Torah is mechadish and chavetz, that even in the absence of Nesinas Tam, Kol Machmetzes Lo Solchelu, as long as you have that very heavy concentration of a Tarovas Chometz of Kizayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, the Torah says that's awesome. Memela, we already have a precedent on a Doraisa level, says the Rambam, of Chometz generating an Isur Netarovas even without Nesinas Tam. Is therefore, says Rav Chaim, Chazinon, the Rambam derived from Kol Machmetzes, that Chachamim lo chidshu Isur Mashu b'chametz, that it wasn't the Chachamim who all of a sudden invented an Isur Mashu b'chametz, for the reasons that perhaps Rashi explains in Psachim, but rather Chachamim hirchivu Isur Doraisa. The Chachamim really just extended the Isur Doraisa. The Minat Torah, Chometz Osir B'mashu, Af Belina Sinas Tam, Kol Sheyesh B'Tarovas Kizayis Chometz B'Chdei Achilas Pras. And that's derived from the Pasuk Kol Machmetzes, Hosifu Chachamim Lomar, Shechometz Osir B'mashu, Af Im Ein B'Tarovas Shirzeh. So we have no Shear of Kizayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras. On a Doraisa level, we would apply the principle of Bittul. We have no Nesinas Tam. And even if you're going to invoke the principle of Dabashesh Matirin in a case where the Shishim and Mimbashen Amino is Batel. And the Rambam says that in this case it's also because we already have in the Torah a din, in a case of Kizayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras, where Chometz generates an Isa without Nesinas Tam. And you violate a law of Kol Machmetzes. So let's just read the Rambam now, according to Reb Chaim. The Rambam asks the following question. He says, why is it that Afilu, even though Davashesh Matirim in Kol HaTor Kulim in this Are B'Sheino Mino V'lo Nosan Tam Mutar, and the Rambam compares it, as we said before, to Tevel, and Shalom B'mino, Tevel in a Taroves, even though it's a Dovashe Shematir V'eshal Sakno, it's only also B'no Saint Tam, but it's Mutu B'shishim. V'al Tisma Al Chomis B'Pesach. Here's where the Rambam invokes the principle of Kol Machmetzes. The Rambam initially just said, back in Halacha Tes in this Perek Tesvav, that Chomis B'Pesach is also B'mashu. And the Rambam says, because, Beim Amino, Beim B'Shein Amino, why? Because, Eino Asur Liolom, Eliachar Pesach, Te Kol HaTaroves Muteres. But now the Rambam asks, okay, fine. You want to tell me that Chometz in a Taroves is Asur, because, even though it's only a Mashu, because it's a Dovashesh of Matirin, and again, you can give various reasons for that. If you want, you can talk about an Isakares, that Chometz is more Chomor, and you can talk about this, that, and the other thing, but at the end of the day, it's not batel, and it's also b'mashu. So now the Rambam has a problem. And here's where he invokes Kol Machmetzes Lo Solchelu. Why is it that in the Tarovas of Chometz Min B'Sheino Mino, even though there's no Isa Doraisa, for sure, because it's not Chometz Kizayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, but moreover, there's not even an Isa Drabbana. Because even Midin, Tarovas of Dorashay Shamatir, in the case of Mimbashay Namina, we said that Dorashay Shamatir is Muta B'Shishim. And yet Chometz is also Mimashu in Mimbashay Namina. So the Rambam's answer is Shat Torah Osra Kol Machmetzes. Ulafichach if Mirubo. In other words, we have a Doraisa. It's called the Tikkun Doraisa Kain Dorabona. It's called the Tikkun Rabona Kain Doraisa Tikkun. That since in the Torah itself, we have a precedent. And that's called Machmetzes, even in a case where there's no Nesinas Tam, because again, we have to always answer the Ramban's kasha. Why does the Rambam need, in the case of Kizayis B'Chilas Pras, a pasuk called Machmetzes when that's also in Kol Isur Torah? And why does the Rambam drop it down to an Isur Malchus without an Isur Kares? If it's a Hajj Isur Kami, it should be Chayv Kares in the case of Chometz in Kizayis B'Chei Achilas Pras. Just like in all the other Isurim in Kizayis B'Chei Achilas Pras, you Chayv Malchus, in Chometz it should be Chayv Kares. So the Ramban's kasha is really hovering over us, and the answer to the Ramban's kasha now becomes, according to Reb Chaim, and you'll see it also in the Merkavas HaMishnah, is that the Rambam is talking about a case where there's no Nesinas Tam. And if there's no Nesinas Tam, then we don't apply the principle of Tam Ki Ikar and Rabbeinu Tam Zahadri Lisa Kamo. And therefore in Kol Isuri Torah, he would only be violating the Ahadri Yisakam in a case where there's Nesinas Tam, but not in a case where there's no Nesinas Tam. And therefore in other Isuri Torah, in such a case, you would not get Malchus. Comes along, the Rambam says, but in Chometz you do get Malchus. So Ramban says, well, why do you have to invoke a pasuk for that? In Kol Torku you get Malchus. The answer is, in Kol Torku you don't get Malchus if there's Nesinas Tam. In Chometz, the Rambam is being mechadish that you're going to get Malchus for a Tarovus Chometz, even if there's no Nesinas Tam. And that's a Doraisa look. Where do we derive it from? Kol Machmetzah So So Chelu. Any kind of Tarovus, even a Tarovus without Nesinas Tam, is awesome. And that's a case of Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras. Now we take it down one level, one notch below that, and you don't have Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras. So now the Rambam says that even in the absence of Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras, Chometz is also B'mashu. Now if you're talking about Min B'mino, I understand very well what the Rambam is saying, that Chometz is also B'mashu in Min B'mino, because there's no Bittul Tam. But if you're talking about Min B'she'ino Mino, then the Rambam can't invoke the principle of Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir, because that's not going to help him. Because Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir is only also when there's Nesinas Tam. But if there's Shishim in Min B'Sheino Mino, then even in Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir is Mutar. So the Rambam answers that we have a precedent in the Torah itself for an Iser Chometz with a Taroves Chometz where there's no Nesinas Tam. And that's going to be the case of Kezayif Luchel Achilus Pras. And Kol Machmetzos also Chelu is going to teach me that even in the absence of Nesinas Tam, this Tarovus is also Midrash under a lav, you get Malkus. And now the Chachamim are going to extend that to a case of Min B'Sheino Mino, where there's more than Shishim against the Chometz. So you're left with a Mashu of Chometz without Nesinas Tam, and the Chachamim are going to tell you that you can't eat this Tarovus. You'll tell me, but why, even if it's a Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir, it's Bata B'Shishim, like the case of Tevel, and that's true for all the Suri Torah? The answer is because of Kol Machmetzes. Once the Torah was Machadish in Kol Machmetzes, that is a Tarovus Chometz that generates an Iser even without the Sinas Tam, and therefore Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras to get Malkus to eat that Tarovus. And the answer is that now the Rabbanu are going to tell you another Chidush, again, the same structure of a Chumrah, and that is the pattern of Chometz in a Taroves, even without Nesinas Tam. That's what I understood from this Rav Chaim. Now I mentioned to you before that this Rav Chaim is quoted by Rav Schechter in his Sefer called the Mesorah. The Mesorah is a publication that comes out, and it's an attempt to analyze both the Chidushim Rav Chaim, or the Brisker Rav, or Moshe Salvechik, and my Rebbe, Rav Yosher Ber Salvechik. And a lot of it is focused on Yoredei. And I don't know if you know this, but in the OU today, there are two major poskim for Kashrus in the OU, and they are Rav Schechter and Rav Gnat. And both of them have comments on this Reb Chaim. So let me begin with Rabbi Nachum Gnack, and this is from his sefer called Gan Shoshanim. And I was lucky to get a signed copy. Anyway, he says the following. He says, why is a Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir in Batel, in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino B'Shishim? And he says the following. Because Bittul B'Shishim means Sila Katam. And Sila Katam means Hafkas Ha'isr. Ha'isr Kamisha Eino Dome. Ki'ilu Nevad Min Olam. Umi Hai Taima Shapir Bottle. Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir. Mitarovis Min B'Sheino Mino. In other words, the Chachomim were Matir. I'm sorry, the Chachomim were Machmir in Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matir because they said, why do you have to eat a b'iser? Eat a beheta. But that's only because you have an iser. In a case of bittul b'tam, in a case of shishim, in a min b'sheino mino mixture, then you don't have any tam, and therefore you don't have any tam, there's no iser. So that's the nature of bittul. In other words, a dovr sheyesh lo matirin suspends bittul. So instead of applying bittul, we're going to say that it's not bottle. Okay, but that's because you have an iser in the tarovis. But in the case of silukatam, when you have shishim and mibashen omino, then there's no iser in this tarovis.
And in mibashen, don't you also have no iser in the tarovis?
So that's already a din bittul. That's not silukatam, as we discussed at great length last week. In the case of a din bittul, the Chachamim say we're not going to allow you to do bittul and rely on bittul, which is a separate kind of a matir, where the iser is chal, but there's bittul on the iser, because you can eat a beheta. But in the case of mibashen omino, where you have bittul b'shishim, and it's silukatam, then you don't have the iser at all, because the whole iser and the oser is the tam, that's called tam ki ikar. But if you don't have tam ki ikar, then there's no iser at all.
In the mino, if you have shishim connected to the iser, that's the mino, the same thing. Isn't there also technically a sila katam, even though the tam are the same, the tam, that tam would never be relevant here. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, sila katam is because the tam is, it can no longer be, if you could, it's not detectable in this tarovas. Here, I'm right. Sure that the tam can't technically be detecting the tarovas because there's...
I like that word, detectable. Thank you.
But here, whether it's detectable or not, that you have shishim. Even if it was a shame, I mean, of the tam would be not considered significant. And why isn't there a bittul?
Right. But let's talk about a case of rov, where there's bittul b'rov. Correct?
Yeah, then when you're in mino or in mino, you're going to have an issur.
Right, so in the case, let's take a case of min b'mino with his bittul b'rov, correct? Mm-hmm. So we're going to say, well, we're not going to rely on bittul b'rov because he's dover sheish lomatir. So in such a case, what we're saying is that bittul is coming to, you know, to be matir the isur, and dover sheish lomatir says, don't be matir the isur. Why be matir an isur when you don't even have to have an isur? Tomorrow there won't be any isur. So you have muktzah that's mixed up today. Tomorrow after Yom Tov, it's not muktzah anymore. So why should you apply bittul?
And in Ein Omino, why are we saying?
But in Ein Omino, when you have shishim, Chazal say, well, what are you going to tell me? That you should not apply the matir of bittul because you can eat a beheter. Well, why do I need a matir? You know, I mixed it up and I cooked it and it was mibashen omino and there was no nesinas tam. It's the Easter command of lesson, Tommy. It's avud, it's completely lost in the tarot.
Same thing with amino and shishim. You're comparing amino baro versus the mibashen amino.
Right.
So
I'm talking about the case where you have to apply rov, and you're going to apply a matir, and I'm comparing that to the case where you're applying shishim because it's bittul atam, siluk atam. Okay.
Amino and amino, the tam is there, even if it's 100.
No.
Yes, no. It's the same tam, it's just...
Yeah,
it's
but the tam of the Isra is gone.
No, it's not gone, it's bottle. It's not gone, it's the same tam.
You wouldn't be able to detect that Isra. The tam isn't significant.
You have to detect it, it's the same tam.
But I'm just saying that tam
it's the same
there.
Taste.
The tam is gone.
No, the time.
All right, Rabosa, I'll let you fight this out after the shiur. Just let me finish the shiur. Okay. So now, he says the following. He says, "Lefize nicha heitev mashakosav a Rambam the chometz lo batel after mibashen omino mishum dechsiv kol machmetzes." The kavanosa. What does the Rambam want to derive from kol machmetzes? The mihachkra yalfinon the din bittul amiyuchad the mibashen omino the hainu bittul al yedei siluk tama isur that special din. That you can use bittul in the case of shishim b'vim b'shein omino to be masalik the tam din zelo nemar legabi chometz klal. And how do we know this? This we know from kol machmetzes, because if we're interpreting the Rambam that kol machmetzes generates an iser and chometz the tarovus even without a tam, so then we're not talking about some sort of new din of bittul in which we're getting rid of the tam, because there is no tam to get rid of. And yet, the Torah says, "Kol machmetz is also chelu," that it's also in the tarovas. Umemelo legabi chometz lo adif bittul min b'shein omino mi bittul min b'mino. The af bittul min b'shein omino eino el din bittul greda. Right, because again, we're not operating with siluk atam, because the Torah says that chometz in the tarovas is also even without tam. So removing the tam is not going to help you one iota, because the Torah says, "Kol machmetz is also chelu." If there's chometz in this tarovas, then it's asur even without tam. It's therefore the Rambam says it's mistaber that the shishim, the bittul of shishim in chometz is not applicable at all in mibashen omino, even though mibashen omino means bittul atam, but in chometz there's no din of bittul atam. So that was Rav Ganak. Rav Shechta has another he'ora, and he says the following, that according to Rav Chaim, the Iser Chometz B'mashu, in a case of Mimbashay Domino, is not just the Chumra B'alma, the Loma Ani Be'vitol, but rather we have a new Iser that's derived from Kol Machmetzes, that if you have a Tarovis of Chometz without Tam, it's awesome. This new Isur only generates a lav and malchus and not kares. But Rav Shechta points out that if you take a look at the Ran, if you want to make a note of it, the Ran is in Avodah Zarah Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph Bedafei Arif Dibre Amasim LeGarsinon. The Ran says that there's machlokis between the Rif and the Gaonim if chametz the mashu is asur even ba'anah or only ba'achilah. So Rav Shechta wants to suggest that the machlokes between the Rif and Gaonim depends upon this Rav Chaim in the Rambam, meaning, what's the getter of an Isur Chametz B'mashu? If the Chachamim are being machmir and they're saying that the Chametz is not batel, then it makes sense to say that the Chametz is also not only ba'achilah, but it's also ba'anah. But if we're saying no, the way the Rambam says it according to Reb Chaim, that Kol Machmetzes Mechadish, a brand new Isur with a separate lav, and the Chacham are now patterning their Isur after the Chachamim, so then we're talking about a brand new Isur, and this brand new Isur is an Isur of Chametz B'Tarobos without Tam, and that Isur is only an Isur lav. We don't have an Isur Hanor, and there's an Isur Achila, excuse me, without an Isur Hanor. So keep in mind that there's a machlokas between the Rif and the Gonim where the Chometz Mamashu is also Badno. I wanted to share with you an insight of Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk on the Pasuk V'lakachti Ve'Vesi. He says in the name of the Medrash, something that I think has a very, very important message for all of us. Chazal tell us that of all of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, how many of them went into Eretz Yisrael? Hashem starts by saying Hotzeisi. He ends by saying V'lakachti Ve'Vesi. And Hashem says, I'm going to take you into the land, and I'm going to be your melech, and you will be my Am. You will be my people. If we connect it back to Votzesi, and all the promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Lashonos of Geula are meant to culminate with Velakati Oschem La'am, Lila Am, and then Veivesi, so it means he's addressing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and he's telling them that I'm going to bring you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to bring you to the land. Well, how many of the people that he was addressing actually entered into the land? Anybody know? Two. Just Kalev and Yoshua. Those were the only two Yotzei Mitzrayim at that time that left. Again, there was another Dar, but not the Dar of Yotzei Mitzrayim. So the whole linkage between Vahotzesi and the culmination of Vilakachti and Veivesi is only two people, two tzaddikim. And Rav Meir Simcha quotes another medrash that says the same thing is going to happen lost in Lavo at the time of Yemosa Mashiach, and there are going to be very few tzaddikim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about the geula for the tzaddikim. Now let's just think about one idea, and Rav Meir Simcha hints at this, but he doesn't flesh it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I could use the word tircha, because we do find in Chazal the word tircha, even with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, that's a borrowed term. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matriach to go through a whole process of geula with all the Eser Makis and Kriyas Yamsuf, and all in order to bring the people into the land. Who are the people? From the Yotzei Mitzrayim, only two people. And in my humble opinion, this is a great chizuk for us, because we have to imitate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes we ask ourselves the question, Chazal speak about Elef Nitnasu Beis Avedesh Vechad Yotzei Lo Hara. Is it worth all the effort if at the end of the day, 1 out of 1,000, in this case, it's 2 out of 600,000, that's 1 out of 300,000. And yet the whole thing was worth it. All the divine efforts and all the promises, Vatsesi, Vagalti, and Vitzalti, all in order to take 2 tzaddikim. And this, I think, is a very important Musa Shmuz for us, for all of us. Sometimes we go out and we try to do kiruv, we try to be mashpia on people, we try to impact them, inspire them, and very often our efforts are almost in vain, but almost in vain, not in vain. And we have to always be mechazek that there is some vestige here. We never know when our tefillos will be accepted. It doesn't look like they're accepted, but they're there. And we never know which people are going to actually carry the next generation forward, and who will be the people for which the divine promises will express themselves and fulfill themselves in a geula. And we have to go out of our way to do every effort and put in, and not to leave any leaf unturned, any stone unturned. And nevertheless, we have to have that optimism that it's all part of a program. And I happen to know, I mean, he's no longer with us, but a person who has survived the Shoah, and he once expressed a very kind of depressing sense that, you know, where are we going from here, so to speak? In other words, there's so much destruction. But he said that there were survivors, and we don't understand God's will and God's ways, but there's still something going on. There's still something pushing forward. You know, the Zionists say that maybe we needed the Holocaust to bring about the establishment of the state. I don't think that that's a particularly necessarily Hashkaf of Chazal, but on the other hand, you can't call it a coincidence. You know, 3 years after the end of the Holocaust, they established the state here. So there's got to be some connection between these events. And you can't lose hope. You can't be depressed. I am amazed. I have such admiration for Jews who go out there and do kiruv when there are no Jews out there. You know, they go to Yehupitzville Chabad, for example. I mean, you know, whether you like Chabad or you don't, but you have to admire the fact that wherever you go in the face of the earth, and even on the moon, I'm sure there's a Chabad house, probably. I assume. And if there's no Chabad house, it's certainly Touro College. That I can promise you. But in any event, you know, we go out and we make every effort, and you never know what one single neshama could mean. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that kol ha-matzil neshama achas is kilu hitzel kol olam kulo lo manivra adam yechidi. And this is what we threaten, you know, when ma'ayim the eidim, we try to pressure them in case they're lying and they're falsifying the truth, that they should come forward and admit, you know, that if you testify against someone and we put him to death based on your testimony, you're basically responsible for destroying a world. And I once heard from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, he said that Avelus is predicated on this yisod, that one nefesh is shakal keneged kol olam kulo, that for one nefesh God would create the entire world, nolam nivra adam yechidi, and every individual is unique and has his or her contribution. And therefore, we sit shiva, we have avelus, because we realize that this individual who passed on is irreplaceable. An entire world has gone down. See, Ratzon may be his will that we should be mischazek, and we should always realize that all our efforts that sometimes look on the outside as if we're not doing that much, but yet you never know what one chavrusa could do and one person could achieve, and if you mashpia and you uplift that person, it could bring about the geula. We should be zocher to the geula. Do we have a minute?
So the plan was to bring them all. This is just plan B, right? So I'm saying, in retrospect, okay, but as a plan, I don't know if Hashem would have made the plan if you know two people coming, right?